Greetings in Jesus' name on this 24th day of June, the year of our Lord, 2022. During these days, we are in conference at Howland Baptist Church at the Ignite Main Youth Conference, where I'm preaching and making the broadcast a little bit early in advance of all of that, and thanking you for your prayers and your love and concern for our ministry as we plow on for Christ here in this great mission field of Maine. We're thrilled to be entrusted with the glorious gospel of Christ, to be able to take it into the highways and hedges of our region and to preach Christ and Christ crucified. He is worthy, and we give him the praise, the honor, and the thanksgiving for all that he continues to do. I hope that you're planning on a great weekend in the house of the Lord and believe in the Lord for his best for you and your local assembly. I pray that your choir will sing to its fullest. I pray that the singers will just lift up their voices with a loud voice. I pray that the men of God that are listening to this broadcast today will get alone with the Lord in their closet of prayer and know that private devotion results in public blessing. As we seek the Lord in private, God begins to do an eternal work in our life and in our heart. And I'm praying that that would happen this weekend, that we'll be able to see a mighty moving and a mighty sweeping revival that would come through our area, and that we might be able to be our best and to see the Lord move in power and great glory. On yesterday, we were looking at the gift of leadership, and I want to continue that theme as we study Ephesians 4 and following through 11, 12, 13, 14. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. The Lord gave these to the church. He gave them for the perfecting of the saints. He gave them for the work of the ministry, and he gave them for the edifying of the body of Christ. Why did he do this? Verse 13 says, till we all come in the unity of the faith. The reason why leadership is given is to bring the church together in the unity of the faith. You're talking about chaos. You get into a church where there's one group that believes one thing about the Bible and another group about another thing about the Bible. And you get into a church where they believe in multiple translations. And you get into a church where they believe in multiple distinct gifts, some that are relevant for the day, some that are not. And you get into a confusing situation. Leadership is given to bring us all until we all come into the unity of the faith. Leadership is given so that they might patiently preach and teach the Word of God to bring the church to the unity of the faith, and then also and of the knowledge of the Son of God. Leadership is given to preach Christ and to come to an understanding of who Jesus is and what he can do in our lives. And until we all come unto the knowledge of the Son of God, as the preachers preach, as the teachers teach, as the individuals go from place to place, Sunday schools, ladies group, men's group, leadership is given until we all come unto the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man. And that's twice that we find that phrase mentioned. In verse number 12, it's mentioned for the perfecting of the saints. And here in this passage of Scripture, it's mentioned until we all come unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. The leadership is given to bring us from where we are to where we are supposed to be. The measure and the stature of the fullness of Christ. I hope today that you don't have disdain in your life when it comes to the pastors and teachers that God has put over you. I hope that you don't have a bad attitude. They are a gift to the local church, and God has given them to the local church so that we might be able to see all of these things accomplished, yea, and many more in our lives as believers. You've been listening to this Friday edition of the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on Monday.